Hi, welcome back to Two Chicks Whining. This is Nina.
And I'm Robin. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about rosés, which is my favorite wine. And since it's almost my birthday, why not?
Why not?
Exactly.
Why is it that you love rosé? What is about the rosé that you just crave?
It's a good balance between like your red wines and your white wines is how I feel about it. I know that's not right, but
I just why is it not right? It's how you feel.
Well, I mean, some of them are sweet, and then sometimes you'll get a drier one. So
which ones do you prefer? Do you prefer sweet rosés or do you prefer dry rosés?
Dry rosés.
And what's your favorite brand? Do you have a favorite brand of rosé? No.
Whatever's the prettiest.
Oh, I forgot. You like to look at bottles.
Whatever's the prettiest, I'll take it.
So, once again, Robin likes to look at bottles, and I like to look at price. So, I think today we have a good mix. So, let's try some rosés for the birthday girl.
Yeah. And we're going to start with the cheapest and then go to the most expensive.
Okay. So, the cheapest. Which one is the cheapest?
Let's see. No, not that one. This one's $7.99.
That's $5.18. You marked it wrong.
I marked it with the price you gave me. You told me it was $7.99. Okay.
Anyway.
Oh, so this one's $7.99.
That one is $7.99.
Okay, yeah. So we're gonna start with the Archivist.
Yeah.
Is that how you say that?
Yeah. That's how I would say it.
It's a 2017.
It has a butterfly on it.
Which is pretty. I would say it's pretty. It is darker than the rest of them, though.
Okay. So what does the darkness say about the rosés?
That it
sat longer?
It might be sweeter.
Okay.
Maybe.
Maybe. Oh, okay. I thought maybe.
They probably didn't take the skins out
as quick.
That's what I'm going for.
Okay.
Because that's how they make the rosés. They've got the...
They leave the skin in?
The maceration process.
Okay. That's over our heads.
If they're making red wine, they leave them in longer. And then if they're making rosé, they take them out sooner. So that's how you get that blush color.
So rosé, is that Jesus juice?
What? I know nothing about Jesus juice. Don't know what you're talking about.
Are the rosés, I thought I saw something that said that rosés are the earliest.
Oh, they are.
Form
like
of wine.
3000 BC or something like that.
Okay, so that's why I asked. Is that Jesus
you're right.
Juice?
Okay, fine. Yeah. You're right. It's Jesus juice. Let's get down with some Jesus juice. Hallelujah. All right. So it smells. So the thing about rosés is they're more fruity, florally, even in the dry ones and the sweet ones.
So what do you smell? I smell fruit, but it's kind of.
I can't tell if I just smelled your perfume or not.
Perfume is not that strong.
I think it smells florally then.
Okay. It's kind of sweet.
That is sweet.
Yeah.
Ooh. Cherries?
So what does the label say?
It says, it's a cool climate rosé, full-bodied and generous on the palate with flavors of, raspberries, strawberries, and subtle layers of pomegranate. Do you taste any of that?
Maybe that's what I'm tasting, pomegranate.
I thought I tasted cherry, but maybe it's the raspberries and pomegranate together.
It's good. I mean, it's a good rosé for $5.18. No?
It tastes like someone just mixed cranberry juice with, like, some wine. That's how I feel about it.
Maybe that's why I like it, because I'm a cranberry and vodka drinker.
Yeah. Oh. I think that's... It says it has a bright, crisp finish. Oh. I feel the crisp.
It's crisp. It's good.
You know, it's not bad.
No.
For $5.18.
It's not bad.
I'm going
and,
with it.
And we got the wines from Habersham and from World Market.
Which ones did you get from World Market?
Okay, so that one, the Archivist.
Yes.
is from World Market.
Okay.
And a little key about World Market, if you buy four or more bottles, they give you a 10% off discount. And another thing, too, if you join their World Market Explorer, sometimes they'll send you coupons. Very rarely do they give it to you on wine, but sometimes they will send you an additional 10% off. So that's why it was so cheap, because I had a 10% off coupon, plus I bought four bottles.
Oh, okay.
So I got 20% off on wine.
Good deal, then.
Yeah. Always look for deals. They're out there. Don't think they're not, but they are out there.
Well, this is one I would probably buy again.
Yeah, I would buy it.
Even though it's a little more on the sweeter side for me, but yeah. I like it.
But it has a nice balance. It's not overly sweet, but it's good.
I think the dark color of it kind of is deceiving.
So dark color is sweeter or not?
Right.
Okay.
Which is what I read today, so when I did my research. Okay.
It's good. I like that one.
First one, we're off to a good start. Yep. Yeah. I like.
With some Jesus juice.
Jesus juice. I'm going to say that from now on. I don't like rosés. I like Jesus juice. They're going to think that I guzzle wine at, like, what is that, communion? What is that?
Yeah, when you take communion.
Never done that. So.
You never took communion?
I've never been baptized.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Well, we're going to baptize you tonight with this Jesus juice.
The power of Christ. All right. So is
this one, the Lilo, is the next one. That's $7.99.
This one.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you didn't say what the where that came from, Robin. The archivist, where was it produced?
Oh, you're right. Silly me. It's from California, which archivist is they're vinted. Does that mean it's the vineyard? They have a vineyard and they bottle it at the source? Vinted?
No. I don't know.
We're gonna assume it is.
Yeah. And that one had a cork.
So that means it was stored in a wood barrel.
All right. Oh, we're getting it, y'all.
Look.
Be patient with us.
Yes.
Be patient.
So this one has a screw top.
Right.
Our next one, which is Rio Lilo.
And that's a Spanish.
Yep. Product of Spain.
Right.
Oh, I'm excited about this one.
And that's the thing. Rosés can be produced anywhere, right?
Yep. And they use all sorts of different grapes. There's no one grape. That's what I read.
That's what we all are learning about rosés today.
Like, in the U.S., like, White Zinfandel is one of the most popular, like, rosé wines.
I think that's the first rosé I ever had was White Zinfandel.
Like, if there's nothing else to drink, I will have a White Zinfandel.
I think everybody is, like, I think that's everyone's first wine.
Oh, yeah.
Is a White Zinfandel.
Yeah. Franzia's White Zinfandel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love me some Franzia blush.
I can't wait till we try Franzia's.
Why?
Because. It's going to be nostalgia. Nostalgia.
Hey, I just bought some like a month ago. So what are you talking about?
This takes me back to last Saturday. All right, the screw top. So this means it was stored in a metal barrel.
Oh, so all screw tops are stored in metal then?
Mostly.
Okay. Our wine snob just told us who is Calvin the Great.
He's either nodding or shaking his head. We got something right.
Now, this is a very light color.
It is very light. So,
and that was $7.99. $7.99 for that one.
Oh,
don't smell right.
Oh, no.
I don't know what that smells like.
It smells like
peach. It smells peachy to me. It don't smell peachy to you?
It smells like when an onion goes bad in the fridge.
It don't smell that bad,
like a
girl.
Stale onion, you know? Ew, I'm nervous to try this one. Rio Lilo.
This tastes peachy.
It does. And it's dry.
It's dry.
I like the dryness.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Robin, this does not. This smells peachy to me.
Oh, you know what? I think it's like a weird grape smell is what I'm smelling. Okay, this is what it says. I can't read. It's a pretty label, but it's hard to read.
You need my readers?
No. I'm not that old yet.
Wow. Once again.
Sorry. When you call them readers. Okay. So this says, blah-de-blah-de-blah, something about the climate of the region, which Spain, what's the climate like there?
I've never been, but I would love to go.
Well, the grapes are hand-picked, resulting in delicate notes of strawberry and cherry, followed by crisp and refreshing flavors of red and tropical fruits.
Well, yeah, I can taste the tropical fruit.
Yeah,
it's good.
Maybe that's what I'm smelling.
Tropical fruit, like mangoes, papayas, pineapples. You smell pineapples?
No pineapples. I smell peach, but that's not tropical at all.
I think it's good. It's good. So,
yeah, I like it.
So far, I still like the first one.
The smell is just off-putting.
Because of the screw top, you think?
Maybe. It could have something to do with it. I don't know.
Well, at least this time you can tell the difference between the wines compared to your Chardonnays.
Ooh, that's sweet. Sweet. The other one's sweet now that I go back to it. Yeah. Okay. I like the dry one.
So that's your number one now?
I believe so. Okay. The Rio Lilo.
And that came from World Market. And that one was $7.99.
Mm-hmm. And it's from Spain. Good old Spain.
Where they call rosés risottos.
Which are usually drier.
Risottos? Yes. So Spanish?
Yes.
No Calvin.
See, it does smell weird. It has that stale onion smell from the fridge.
It smells like peaches.
Let me flip through my trusty paper.
Where's your book? You usually have your book. Where's
I know, I left
book?
My book at home.
That's a good place to have it.
I was reading in bed the other night, so.
So you should have been dreaming about wine if he was like.
I'm pretty sure I did.
You dreamed about wine?
I think so.
Why?
Because I was thinking about rosés. I printed something. Oh, man, maybe I didn't print it. Anyways.
How's it taste to you, Calvin? Calvin doesn't like
he
it.
He doesn't like the dry one.
No. You got to guzzle it now. You have to guzzle it.
I like it.
You like it?
That's the faces I was making last time with the Chardonnays.
What is wrong with Chardonnays?
I don't know. There's just something about them that I just don't like.
You got to give them another chance.
We can just agree to disagree.
Okay. We can agree to disagree.
I still respect you even though you like Chardonnays.
Hard Chard. 19 Crimes. 19 Crimes.
Ain't got nothing on the Jesus juice.
No, I don't have anything on Jesus juice. So what's next?
Okay. Well, these are both $9.99, so we'll just go down the line.
Okay.
We'll go to a cork since we just
now,
did.
Now, I want Robin to pronounce this for me.
There's too many names on here, and I don't speak French. But
make up something.
Okay.
Make up something.
It says Brot.
Brot?
Brot? 2018. I don't.
So you bought a 2018
wine? Oh, I see what you did there. Oh. Nina's got jokes tonight. So it's. But it is from Barville. It's Esprit Barville.
Esprit or Espir?
Esprit.
Esprit.
Yeah.
I didn't take French. I took Spanish in school.
I took French in high school, but
okay,
I'm
then you should know
sure
how
I slept through it. No, my French teacher in high school, she had a cat named, she was a murder mystery cat. Who's the murder mystery? Agatha Christie. Her cat's name was Agatha Christie. And if you said anything about Agatha Christie, she would just talk about her cat the whole class. So
okay,
I didn't learn very much.
So basically, your French teacher was a spinster.
What? Maybe. She did hit on our history teacher quite often.
What did he look like?
Not good. I don't know. I hope no one from high school is listening. Shoot.
So
okay.
You didn't learn anything in French?
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Okay.
Yeah, that's otherwise it? I would probably be able to understand the candlestick from Beauty and the Beast because aren't they in France? No,
Robin.
Aren't they in France?
They spoke English, though.
Well, it's Disney, so.
Okay.
Anyways, Ysprit Barville.
Okay. So it's a French rosé where they actually call rosé rosés in France. Mm-hmm.
And it's Côtes du Rhône. Côtes du Rhône.
Does that make a difference where it's produced in France?
I'm sure the climate's different than
Spain.
Yeah, so I'm going to guess that this is also going to be dry, is my guess. It doesn't give me anything on the back. It doesn't say anything, unless this French on the front.
And what does that mean? You should have Googled what does that mean.
Brat. Sounds like that one song.
What song?
That one rap song.
What song is that?
I'm not going to do it. Never mind. Where he's like, blah, 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 blah. No?
No. Who's that? Who's that?
Oh. I've already had too much. I will mop it up with my napkin.
All right. Thank you, lady.
You are welcome.
Now, this has some bubbles to it. That was different.
I'm glad my mom's napkins have come in handy.
Yes.
Ooh. Well, it doesn't smell good on my hand.
Now, that was a cork.
Yeah. So, I think it'll be less acidic. But I think it's going to be dry.
This has a fizz to it. No, that, I don't like that.
So, rosés can either be flat or still.
I don't like that.
Sparkling Robin. Or something else.
I don't like that one.
Why? What's wrong with it? Mm-hmm. This reminds me of your Chardonnay, is what it reminds me of.
Girl, bye. This does not taste like Chardonnay.
Sorry. Exactly. If you breathe in the fumes of the wine, it kind of tickles the throat a little bit.
This has like a fizzy taste to it.
It doesn't give me anything to go off of, so I'm just going to.
I don't taste anything in this one. I taste nothing. I just taste like.
Well, they usually say that rosés are like red fruits, citrus. Sometimes you'll be able to taste celery or rhubarb at the end. Do you taste any of those flavors?
I taste nasty. I don't like this one.
Yeah, I don't think I'm a fan either. I like how dry it is, but
it's like it's leaving some sensation at the end of my tongue that I don't like. I don't like that sensation. It's just, I don't know. This don't taste right to me. It tastes like alcohol.
That, well, it is.
But you know what I mean? Like a strong alcohol. Yeah,
Calvin likes it. Well, our wine snob likes it. It's so not bad.
It's not good either.
I think it's my number two, though, because the Archivist was a little too sweet. Yeah. I mean, all of these. So rosé is more of like something I think people want to drink during the summertime.
Yeah, but they do make rosés for winter as well.
So. Well, yeah. I mean, I will drink it no matter the time of season. But I think people associate it more like with the summertime because, I mean, they make rosé now, so, which is delightful.
I don't like that one. I think my number one is the real Lilo. I like that one better.
The funky smelling one?
It smelled like peaches. It didn't smell funky.
Oh, I thought you were going to smell like, I thought you were going to say it smells like pee.
That was last week. Not this week.
Okay. All right. So your number one is the Rio Lilo.
Right.
And then, or Lilo, however you say it. And then the Archivist.
Yes.
And then the Brat.
Burlesque is the Brat.
Brat, or what, De Pierre, I don't even know. Anyways, so our fourth one, Belarus, do you think?
I think, yeah.
M. Chapoutier.
And that one's a screw top.
And it's a 2017 from France.
The same region
as
the last one? Because they both bottles say Côtes de.
You know, I don't know what regions are in France very much.
You don't?
No.
So what did you learn in your French class?
I learned how to say a piece of paper and terrible. And my name is
Robin.
Yeah. Je m'appelle Robin.
Okay.
Oh, how are you? I think it's Como Tutapel.
That's all you remember. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. No. Nope, nope, nope.
Okay.
We didn't drink wine, that's for sure.
Y'all probably should have.
Probably. I think that's frowned upon in the United States.
At a young age?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, other countries, kids start drinking early.
Oh, yeah. We had a German foreign exchange student in high school, and I'm pretty sure she said they, like, drank at their proms and stuff or dances. I don't know. Whatever they do over there.
Oh, okay then. So this one. Oh, I don't like that smell.
This doesn't. Oh. It says my reference on the back of here. I don't know what that's saying. A permanent objective to work on differences in taste to bring out the specific taste provided by each local terrier. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, that has a fizz to it, too. What is up with the fizz?
Maybe that's from the region.
So the ones
French wines might be fizzier.
You think that's what it is? Is that what it
is? Ooh, that is fizzy. I don't know about that. That might be.
I mean, I taste a fizz. Why am I tasting a fizz with a rosé?
Well, that's because they can be still sparkling or something else.
What's the something else?
Let me refer back to my notes.
How it's processed? Is that why it's fizzy like that?
Maybe it's like.
So it's more acidic than fizzy. That's what I was told.
Oh.
Well, I guess that's how I.
So south of France, rosés. Are these labeled as pays de oak? No.
I can't. You mean Provence?
No. PAYSD'OC.
French. You took French?
This
is basic
French.
High
school, Nana.
You just got out of high school. About what, 10 years ago?
In 2007.
Girl, 2007. I can remember 2007 like it was nothing.
You would have had a senior in high school if you had been my mom.
I know, right? Because you're old enough to be my child.
No.
If you would have had fast.
You would have had to.
You are old enough to be my child if I was fast.
You would have had to been what?
16. Oh, I can't. I don't like that one.
No. Yeah. Right.
I know.
Yeah.
I can add. I don't like that one. I don't like the acidic wines.
I kind of do.
So you prefer acidic wines.
I like the dry acidic ones.
Okay. I prefer the non-acidic wines.
And not the sparkly.
The sparkly ones. Unless it's a Prosecco or a champagne or something like that.
Which is a whole nother.
Another beast that we'll deal with in December.
Yeah. Wait, didn't Calvin say that champagne isn't wine?
Yeah, that's what the snob said, but it still falls in that category because it's sparkling.
If it tastes wine. Like wine, it's wine.
It's wine. I mean, it's from a grape. It's from the grape.
If it's from a grape,
then it's wine.
We're going to drink it.
Exactly.
We should try and make our own.
I know my daddy used to make peach wine. Mm.
You did say that.
Yeah. It used to smell awful. I think that's the reason why I never took a sip of it when I was younger because the smell kind of like.
Turned you off?
Yes. The smell turned me off.
Well, maybe we should take our hand at
making a wine.
Make our own wine and then try it.
But the thing about Georgia is muscadine wines is what's grow here best.
We could get some grapes imported.
We cheat, Robin.
Who wants to?
That?
Who wants to support that episode? Thank you. Just saying.
Just saying. So I don't know about that one.
Okay, I'm going to keep drinking it, though.
So you think if you just go back to it, as you always say, go back to it.
Exactly.
That gonna,
you have to revisit
you
all
have to
of
revisit.
Them.
Okay.
Like, you don't have enough of the archive.
But you know what? I don't think that all, I don't want any more of that one. It's too sweet.
Too bad.
I don't think that all the screw top wines are acidic, though. Because I've had some that, to me, that are not fizzy, but the last couple of ones that I've gotten, or acidic, as Calvin told me, not fizzy. But the last couple of ones that I've gotten, they have been, like, very acidic.
What ones?
Like, the one here that we just tried, the Belarus.
Whatever.
Was kind of fizzy, as well as the one from last week when we tried the Jacob Creek.
Oh,
yeah, the R. Kelly one.
Yeah,
that was a little too, you know, acidic to me. I didn't like that.
I just think all around that wine was.
But
not
you liked
good.
It at the end, so we know what
yeah,
you like.
After I've been drinking for a little bit, you know.
It all tastes the same after a while? Is that what you're saying,
well,
basically?
I couldn't drink, like, a Chardonnay and then go to a Moscato.
Of
you
course
know?
Not. No,
it's like
no,
when
no.
you drink beer, you can't start out with, what, an IPA and then switch to, like, Bud Light. It just doesn't, you know. Like,
right.
You're going to drink.
The balance is
yeah.
off. Yeah.
But if I drank a Pinot Grigio, I could switch to.
A rosé.
Yeah. Something light. I think if they're on, like, the same spectrum.
Right.
I think it would be.
Yeah. Okay.
But if it's not that one. Mm-mm.
Okay. So out of these four, which one is, like, the one that you got to have at your bar?
My wine bar.
Your wine bar. And does it taste any different now that you're going back around?
I don't know.
The one thing I can say about rosés, they will not get you drunk to me.
What?
They don't get you drunk. How much alcohol content is in those bottles?
Which one? Choose one.
Try the real Lilo, since that's the one that I like. I probably can drink that whole bottle in one night and be all right.
12.5.
Yeah. I can drink that in one night.
Well, I mean, I can drink a bottle in one night, but.
But you have to work in the morning.
I do. Can't show up smelling like stale wine.
It wouldn't be the first time, though.
No.
Okay.
First time in a long time, but
yeah.
It wouldn't be the first time.
But I think because it's light, I think it takes a while for it to, like. Compared to red wines, that's the difference between like a rosé.
Yes.
Whereas a red wine is heavier, so
it hits you.
It
harder.
It hits you harder.
Compared. I hate red wine.
You do?
Yes, I get a hangover while I'm still drinking red wine. Like my second glass, my head starts to hurt, and I'm just like, ugh.
Really?
Need some White Castle. Need to go to bed.
You need some grease to help balance out that. Oh, okay. Then. But yeah, I mean. I don't know. I love rosé, especially during the summer. I love sparkling rosés.
See,
as well,
when you think about rosé, you think summer.
Right.
It's a very...
Yeah.
But when they make those frosés, they're putting Aperol in them. So you're not just drinking rosé that's been frozen.
Aperol, is that a liqueur? Mm-hmm. That's a liqueur. Well, what is Aperol?
Aperol. It's like...
Is it a liqueur?
Orange looking.
It's a liqueur. Oh, okay.
You've never had like an Aperol spritz.
I bet that would be
like
good.
Aperol.
Like these wines right here, I bet they would be good if you mix them and made a cocktail and put some Grand Marnier with it.
Like
especially like
mask the taste. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, the mask the taste. Especially like the Archivist, I would use that to make a sangria.
Right, because it's sweet.
It's sweet.
It's already got that base for you.
Right.
So you
right.
can put your plums and your berries.
Some Grand Marnier.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be awesome with that one.
Your little recipe you had, just use that.
Yeah, the same recipe that I put for the red wine sangria,
that
I would do that.
That we posted on Instagram.
Yeah, that we posted on Instagram. I would do the same for the Archivist.
Yeah.
I would think that would be awesome. With a little bit of moonshine in it, too.
Oh, my goodness. That's a party, Nina.
I know.
You and Odie are just.
Hey, me and Odie, we just partying up over there. That's my boo-boo.
My invite got lost in the mail, apparently.
Yeah. That's my boo-boo. You have what we call a husband, so that's your partner in crime.
I feel like you think that now that I'm married, I can't do things without my husband.
You can't.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
You can't. Calvin told her the
everyone
same
agrees.
Thing. Yeah. When you're married, you hang around more married people.
We don't know any. Well, we know married people, but they don't live here. So.
Oh, okay. Well, you know Calvin the Great.
Yeah, Calvin, where's our invite to hang out?
To the new house. I'm waiting on my invite, too.
We will bring our homemade wine.
Yeah. And the food. We bring the food. Me and Odie and Robin and Mike.
Me and my dog.
Me and my dog. My road dog.
He's big. It's fine. He doesn't bite.
He's my guard dog. Yeah. He doesn't bite. He just won't let you get near me. He doesn't bite. Anyway, so we're going to revisit these wines again?
We got to go down the line. Go start with the archivist because it just smells weird now that I've smelled all the other ones.
It does smell different. It smells honey now. Why is that? I smell honey. Mm. It tastes sweeter now. And what causes that, I wonder?
I still taste cherries. I think it's pomegranate.
Yeah, I taste that. But it tastes sweeter after drinking all those dry wines.
Yeah.
You didn't give Calvin any of that.
Oh, yeah. I'm just rubbing on them.
Good? It tastes sweeter to me now.
It's on the sweeter side, but it's not.
It's not white Zinfandel sweet, but it is sweet.
White Zinfandel tastes like they just took one of these dry wines and then poured some sugar in it. Like the liquid sugar from, like, Starbucks.
Right.
Just, yeah.
That's probably what they did do.
Probably.
You know. But there are a lot of people who love White Zinfandel.
I know. That's, like, their go-to.
That's their go-to. Because didn't somebody make you some rosé when you was at a wedding? What they did, they combined some white and some red and made you a rosé.
Oh, so that was like the worst experience of homemade rosé that I've ever had in my life. And the only experience. Went to a wedding that was only, beer and wine? Uh-huh. And I asked if they had any rosé, and they said, no, we only have red or white. And I was like, okay. And they're like, well, you know what? We can make you some rosé. And I was like, oh, okay. I was already drunk at that time, so... sounded great. Anyways, they proceeded to get a glass of red wine and then a glass of white wine and just, like, dribble the red wine into it until it was, like, a pink color. And drunk me is like, oh, this is great. It was awful. I drank it because I was just like, oh, thanks, guys. No, you can't.
Did you chug it?
Yeah. But then I kept going up and they kept making it for me. Like, they thought that's what I wanted. So we're like, oh, this girl, she wants rosé. So we're just going to keep making her rosé. No, it was not.
And rosé is such a popular wine now. Mm-hmm. There's no reason why anybody shouldn't have it at a party, a wedding, any kind of event. You know?
I think it's cheaper just to have red or white, like, especially at a wedding. If you're just doing beer and wine,
yeah,
I think it's cheaper.
But they're not going to spend a lot of money on alcohol at a wedding anyway.
Wow. That's like
people
the one
are
thing
coming
you
just for one thing, to gossip and talk about you and eat your food and drink your liquor.
I was going to say, like, and get drunk. So the two things you spend the most money on is the food and the alcohol.
And how much did you spend on yours?
I don't know. I didn't pay for my dinner.
Because we didn't have a wedding.
No. Therefore.
Therefore.
But if we had like had a wedding, I probably would have had an open bar and no food. Eat before you come, open bar.
And then they would have been talking about you, too.
Probably.
How cheap is she? No food?
Deal with it.
Okay. So what foods would go with these rosés, you think?
Everything. Well, I mean, okay. If you're just a person who drinks rosés during the summertime, lighter stuff. You can drink it with a salad, drink it with paninis, some chips and salsa.
Back to the Mexican food.
I'm sorry. Our tacos yesterday, we could have eaten that.
Yesterday, when we was eating tacos, I wanted to open up a bottle.
The only one you can open is that lone Malbec. Just hanging out back there. When are we doing Malbecs? Because
you don't like Malbecs?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever had them.
Oh, wow. We got to do some Malbecs since Robin never had Malbecs. I think I've had every type of wine there is because I'm a wino.
You're a frugal wino.
And what's wrong with that?
Nothing. That's why I'm here. Duh.
It is nothing wrong with that. Hey, I'm on a budget.
Ain't we all?
Yeah. So, I mean, the most expensive rosé I ever had was Marigold, which is the bread and Angelina.
How much does that cost?
At the time when I had it, it was when it first came out. So I think it was like maybe, what, $30 or something? $30 a bottle.
Wow. Was it worth it?
No. I had better rosés.
Okay.
I've had.
See, I feel like the price tag doesn't mean
I think it was because anything. People, because it was Brad and Angelina, pre-divorce.
But they're not, I bet they have nothing to do with the process. They're probably, they I mean, they own live, this vineyard, and then they pay these people to, like, produce their wine.
Right.
But I
would
I
think
doubt
that
they're
they
even
would
there, like,
try it, you know? I mean, there's a lot of celebrities who have vineyards or have sponsorships of liquors and stuff. And Coppola, which is Francis Ford Coppola, he has a brand of wine, and I love his rosé, Sophia.
He's Italian, right?
But what I got to do with anything?
Well, I'm just saying that.
Because wine, the Italian?
I'm not. Okay. Anyways. I'm just saying, I would hope that they would be more involved in the process.
I think he is. Well, like, to me, his Sophia rosé is really good. And it usually runs about $12 or $13.
Oh, that's not too bad.
And it's not too bad. Once again, I didn't buy it. Someone bought it for me. Mm-hmm. But it's a good rosé. It really is.
Like, if you got extra money in your budget 1 month,
yeah,
splurge on that.
Hmm. Because they actually, I guess he knows what he's doing. Coppola wines are very good. And they're not expensive. I mean, to me, the price range is like $12 to maybe $20. And Pinot Grigio is good. And that usually runs, if you catch it on sale, it's about $8 or $9 a bottle.
Which I think is a pretty decent price range.
Right.
For someone being well-known and having, instead of being $30 and it being shit.
Yeah.
Sorry. But, you know, like, I don't know.
Uh-huh. But the Marigold, I wasn't impressed with it. That's just me. And, like, Whispering Angel, that's another good rosé. And a lot of times you can catch.
You were telling me about that.
Yeah, you can catch that on sale. I caught that on sale during the summer at Publix. And once again, like I was telling everyone, Publix usually will run wines two for $15 or,
which
you know, two for $20,
deal.
Which is good because you're getting a expensive, not expensive, but you're getting a better brand
right.
wine for half price. And so I tried it, and it's really good.
Whispering Angel.
Whispering Angels is a good one.
I'm going to start buying more wine.
Yeah.
I usually only drink it if I'm, like, at happy hour or.
Well, when you go to a bar, usually they're not top shelf.
No.
It's just. And see, that aggravates me when I go out to a bar and I want a glass of wine because a lot of times.
And they're charging you $8.
They charge you $8 and I can go to the grocery store or wherever and get that whole bottle for $8.
Right.
You know what I mean? The upcharge is ridiculous when you go to a bar and get wine.
Where was I? I think. I don't want to call out any restaurants. I was at a restaurant downtown, and I'm pretty sure I had the same wine at home. And I was like, oh, I'll just get that because, yeah. But it ended up being way more expensive than buying the bottle was.
Yeah. I mean, they get it so cheap, and they upcharge it so high. That's aggravating. That's why I hate to go out and drink wine unless somebody's buying it, a bottle. And that's different.
So that's
or if I'm getting a bottle for free somewhere.
You know where we get our Thai food?
Right.
On Fridays? They have half off their bottles of wine.
Yeah, there's a lot of places that will have half off bottles
of
wine.
I had a bottle of wine there that like I'd never had before.
It was good?
Yeah.
What kind was it?
It was a white wine. It wasn't a Chard. I think it might have been a Pinot Grigio.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't
know. Why do you hate Chardonnays?
I feel like this was my first experience with Chardonnays, and I feel like I just had high expectations because you've talked it up so much. We have different palates, I think.
We have totally
We have frugal palates, but
they're different. Our tastes are different.
Yes.
You know?
I like the dry, like, rosé is, it can be dry, but it can still be a little sweet. It's not, you know, like, does that explain it?
No, it does. That doesn't.
Like, some of those Chardonnays last week were just, well, it hit the back of the throat, well, and you're like, ugh.
Like I was saying before, the reason why I prefer Chardonnays is because that was basically the first wine that I ever really had. What was the first wine that you ever tried? Probably was white Zinfandel. So that is
it
probably.
It was Franzia, the blush one. It's the white.
Once again. And so that's where your preference lie, because that was the first wine that you ever had. So it's like your preference lies there because it was a blush, which are rosés. So,
but the first alcohol I ever had was watermelon vodka, and I don't like watermelon vodka or anything watermelon flavored. See,
I don't know, Robin. I don't know what to tell you.
Sorry, I wasn't, you know, taking the poison off at a very young age.
I can't help my parents were liberal in that sense. They felt like, okay, they'd rather us try it at home than go out and try it.
I feel like I would be that kind of parent. Be like, all right, you can have a sip.
Yeah, so it wasn't
like, go to bed.
So when I was in high school, it wasn't a big deal when everybody was going to a house party. Oh, let's have some wines. Like, it wasn't a big deal because it was
like, oh, I get that every day.
I get that all the time. That's not a big deal, you know.
Every night at dinner.
Hey, that's not the case for everybody. Everybody can't do that with their kids. But
my mom didn't let me drink with her.
She did or she did not?
No.
Like I said, that's not the case for every person, but that was our case.
You know? Okay.
And none of us are alcoholics. I don't think any of us are alcoholics. I don't think I'm an alcoholic. I just like wine. I just like wine.
See, there's a difference between. Oh, well, now that you mentioned that, I think you're borderline.
Borderline alcoholic. No. When you deal with the public, it's kind of like that.
Oh, jeez.
You have to take a sip to rinse off the day.
I need a sip for every customer I like. Help.
It's a full moon, I think.
Great.
Yeah, I know.
And then we get a storm tomorrow. So
yeah. They say the freaks come out at night. So, hey. I don't
know. Thank God for drinking Jesus.
Jesus juice. Rosé is Jesus juice.
We're covered.
Yes. So, what's your top one? Top two?
What was my top before? I do like the Archivist, even though it's sweet.
So is that your number one?
I think it's my number one out of these four. And then the Rio Lilo. And then... then the Belarus, and then the Barville. East Brit. I'm feeling this. You're not feeling it?
No, I'm sober? I'm very sober.
Could you hand me one of the...
What?
Hand me one of those salamis. Thanks.
So, Robin made us a little, what you call these boards? I say cheese board, but what's a fancy word for
you it? Always ask. Charcuterie. It's a deconstructed charcuterie board.
I'm good. Okay. So, we got some salami with provolone.
Mm-hmm.
Prosciutto.
Boar's head. And then we got boar's head prosciutto. And then some grapes. And then, ooh, the crackers were... the crackers are the preferred cracker of wine enthusiasts, so we're on track somewhere. The bread
and
wafers.
How much were those crackers, Robin?
They were like three something.
Okay, so like I said last week, you don't always have to go over to the Cracker Owl where Ritz and Wheat Thins or Triscuits or any of those, because sometimes they are not always on sale. So sometimes you can actually find crackers by the deli, which complement the cheeses and the meat that you eat with the wine.
Right. Like I said before, they're kind of bland, but then when you have like a very
rich cheese
and then you have your wine, you really just need it for the crunch. You need like a base.
Okay.
So
you need my readers.
What is that first word?
Is, I don't know, Mitica? I don't know. I'm from Savannah. Oh. I make up words. It's Mitica.
Mitica. Drunken goat cheese, which I did not try yet. But then we've got some sage. What kind of cheese was that?
Derby. It's sage derby cheese. Summerdale sage derby cheese.
Which it looks questionable, but it's actually very good. It's very earthy, earthy tasting.
And we have some aged Gouda.
18-month aged Gouda, which was very good.
Yes. And the cheeses we actually got from Whole Foods. And like I was saying in the last episode, you really don't have to spend a lot of money to have some good cheeses to go with your wine.
There's only a couple of you. Like, I feel like the amount of cheese that we have here, which were pretty small sections, if you had like four or five people.
It's enough.
It's enough. I mean, you're not eating it to
get eat. Full. You're eating it to complement the wine.
And cleanse the palate.
And cleanse the palate. Ooh. So, like, the wine basically, and the cheeses. So, the cheeses were like $1.87, $1.98. I think the most expensive I spent on the cheese was, what, $3 and some change?
$3.23. The sage one was $1.87, right. And then the 18-month Gouda was $1.98.
Right. So, I mean.
Which, you got to hand me a cracker and the honey. So.
Which is a good price to me for cheeses. Hmm. I mean, some nights, that's all I do is go home, have my wine, and some cheese and crackers, and I'm done for today. That's dinner.
I can't do that. I got a husband to feed.
Okay.
I got a husband to feed. I need more girls' nights, and then this is what I'll do. Just cheese.
Crackers.
Honey, crackers.
Salami. Prosciutto.
Yes. But yeah. I think.
And like I said last week, you can go anywhere and get these cheeses. So. You don't always have to buy the processed cheese to go with your wine.
Some Velveeta. Some Cheese Whiz. I mean.
Some gas.
Anything that's like salty, I feel like, is a good compliment to wine.
Well, you know my compliment to wine is popcorn.
Mm-hmm. You need to get some of that seasoning stuff for your
I know,
popcorn.
I need to get some truffle oil and pop some popcorn with some truffle oil. Mm-hmm. So how does that taste with the honey?
Mm-hmm.
So Robin combined the crackers, some honey, some goat cheese, the drunken goat cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, we got all the cheese. That's my baggie. We got all the cheese from Whole Foods.
Oh, that was really good. I'm going to do another one.
Was that good?
That's like the best combination.
Honey, cheese, and crackers.
Mm-hmm. But like honey and goat cheese. And this is like a whipped cheese. Honey, do you want to try?
Yeah. Fix me one up.
Okay. I'm going to do this one.
So that's the key. It's just, you know, shopping around, not thinking that, you know, Whole Food is that expensive or any, thank you, or any products by the deli department is expensive because it's not. You can ball on a budget. And we do that a lot here at Two Chicks.
Yes, ma'am. We do.
Yeah. So.
Which I think. What did you think about the whole rosé thing? Because it's my favorite wine and I want to know your thoughts.
That was good. I like that.
Yep. The goat cheese and the honey and the cracker.
Mm-hmm. I definitely would do that.
Because honey complements goat cheese. Goat cheese is like. Anything with a goat is just very. It tastes like a farm.
That is really good.
Want another one?
Yeah. Let me get one more. For the road.
For the road.
But once again, I tried the, what's this one? The Esprit?
The Esprit Barville.
I tried that with the goat cheese, the honey. in the cracker, and it really, it tastes good.
And it's nice because this goat cheese is pretty firm. Like, I've had a lot of spreadable goat cheeses, but I like this. You cut it, and now you can. So. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, what are your thoughts on the rosé as a whole?
So, my favorite is the Rio Lalo, which is the Spanish rosé.
Mm-hmm. Which is my second.
After eating the goat cheese and the cracker and the honey, I kind of like this Esprit. How do you pronounce it?
I have no idea. Esprit Barville.
The Esprit Barville. That's my second favorite. Then the Archivist and the Bella. It's my least
Belarus.
Favorite.
Belarus.
Belarus okay. is my least favorite.
I think the Belarus is my least favorite as well.
So what's your number one then?
I think the Archivist, which is crazy because I usually don't like sweet. But there was something about it that had like that tartness of something in there. Uh-huh. And I like that. After I've been eating a little bit.
Right.
I don't think I could start.
Yeah, I don't think that we would start at the Bella and the Esprit first. But after, like, eating, then it seemed to me like the wine got better.
See?
That's just me. But
I think because you're cleansing the palate, you're eating something salty. I always, no matter what alcohol I'm drinking.
You always like to have something salty?
I always have to have something to eat. Chips, cheese, anything.
Right. And maybe that's why. Maybe that's why I like it, because I'm eating something salty. And usually at night when I go home, it's popcorn or crackers and salami and cheese. That's usually my dinner, unless I'm going out to eat.
Or popcorn.
Popcorn is number one dinner. Okay. So our next show, we're going to be talking about Pinot Noirs.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, this red wines are not Robin's favorite.
Oh, God, no.
Before this is all over with, maybe she'll love red wines. Maybe. It's a big maybe.
I did go to a bachelorette party where we did a wine tasting.
Uh-huh.
And they started with red wines, which I was not happy about. But as we went, I actually kind of liked them because it just kind of, you know, they got better because it was different types.
Okay.
But anyways.
Well, Pinots or Noirs are smooth. So, she's going to like it.
We'll see.
She's going to like it.
Maybe.
She will. She's going to like it.
So, when is our next show? Is that?
So, in 2 weeks.
Yep. Well, so, on the 8th, we will be recording.
So, we'll be back.
Our fourth episode. With Pinot Noirs.
Yes. Yes. And then I will be going to Georgia Wine Country on the 9th. And I will bring back some Georgia wines for us to try on the episode after that one.
And some extra knowledge.
And some extra knowledge about how wine is processed here in
Georgia.
So it'd be entertaining.
Which is a different climate than
South Georgia and California and all the other places that produce wine. Washington State, Oregon.
What's the newest like wine country? Is it Washington?
Washington and Oregon. A lot of great wines coming out of there. So, once again, if you have any questions for us, please, please, please email us and just let us know what you think of the show. Any suggestions on brands of wines, where to buy wines,
mm-hmm.
Hit us up on Instagram, Two Chicks Whining. That's TWO. Chicks Whining, WINING. Also, email us at twochickswhining@gmail.com.
Yep.
We always want to hear feedback from our listeners. Tell us what we don't know about wine that we could learn.
Or what we're getting wrong.
Especially with pronouncing.
Does anyone know French? They might be very helpful. Just saying.
But, yeah, please hit us up. And thank y'all for listening. I hope you enjoy everything. Shout out to Robin for her birthday.
Next weekend. What?
You're going to see Logic, right?
I am. I'm going to see Logic. Compromise with my husband, you know?
The things you do when you're in love. On your birthday.
I know. Hey, it helps that I kind of like the guy, so.
You like Logic?
Logic, not Mike.
Logic. Mike is the husband. Logic is the rapper.
I will enjoy the concert. Thank you.
Okay. So thank y'all for listening. We appreciate it.
And we are two chicks.
Whining.
Over and out. Over and out. Over and out. Over and out. That you shine can't be seen.